听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Let's do.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Saturday show right here at Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Tom.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jack is still a little bit sick today, and I hope that I don't get sick. I hope that Emma is getting better. It's been a pretty full week.
Yeah, I hope I get better soon. I don't want to be sick for the talent show.
No, it's true. There is that talent show coming up. What are you going to do at the talent show?
I don't know. I first have to get better.
Aw, man. Well, I have my violin here. Maybe I might do something with my violin at the talent show. Isn't that a great idea?
Here's a better idea. Let's review this week's conversations.
Tom has a new violin, but he can't play it. Pam helps him. She gets a book about violins. Tom looks at it. He puts the violin under his chin. He holds the neck of the violin in his left hand. He holds the bow in his right. Good job, Tom.
Hey, Pam. Look at this.
Is that a violin?
Yes.
Where did you get it?
I got it online. I love the violin.
Can you play the violin?
No, but I can learn. Do you have a book about violins?
Maybe. Let me look.
Thanks.
Here is one. Anyone can play the violin.
Great! Read me lesson one.
Okay. First, put the violin under your chin.
Like this?
No, you're holding it wrong. Look at this picture.
Oh, I hold it this way.
Yes. Next, hold the neck of the violin in your left hand.
Now what?
Hold the bow in your right hand.
Okay. What's next?
Put the bow on the strings. Now pull it.
Okay. Hey! I played the violin!
You did. Do you want the book?
Yes.
You really need one more thing.
What?
A good violin teacher.
The mall is having a talent show. Jack discusses it with Amy. Anyone can sign up for the talent show. And some people will win prizes. Jack wants to be in it. He can sing or maybe he can act.
Hi, Amy. Are you on your break?
Yes. I go back to work in 20 minutes.
Great. Then we can discuss something.
Discuss what?
The mall's talent show.
Really? I didn't hear about it. why is the mall having a talent show?
So more people will come to the mall and shop. Read this.
A talent show at the mall. Do you have a talent? Maybe you can sing, dance, or play the violin. If you're good at something, we want to know. Join our talent show. When? May 1st, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Where? The mall food court. Who? Anyone with a talent. This includes mall employees. Prizes. First prize, $500. Second prize, $300. Third prize, $100. Don't miss your chance to share your talent. Come to the mall office and sign up before April 15th. So, are you going to be in it?
Yes, I'm going to sign up.
What will you do? You have a lot of talents.
Thanks. I can sing. Or maybe I'll act.
Will you act alone?
Maybe. But I can also be in a play with other people.
Who?
Maybe Tom, Pam, Emma, you?
Me? I don't know how to act.
Amy doesn't want to be in the talent show. She can't sing or play an instrument. She can draw, but that is not a talent show skill. Emma will do magic in the show. Tom will juggle. Amy decides to watch the show and clap for all of them.
You can act?
No, I can't. And I don't want to try.
Oh. Well, the play was just an idea. Maybe the others won't want to act either.
Why don't you sing? You're a good singer.
Maybe I will. So, will you sign up for the talent show?
I don't have any talents. I can't sing and I can't play an instrument.
You can dance.
I don't want to dance on stage in front of people.
What other skills do you have?
I can draw and design clothes. But I can't show that in a talent show.
Hi, guys. What are you talking about?
The mall's talent show. Are you going to sign up?
Maybe. I could read a poem or a story. But that's not very exciting.
You read well. You use your voice really well.
Thanks. But others have more talent. Emma can do magic.
She'll be in the talent show, I'm sure.
And Tom can juggle.
I just thought of something. I do have a talent, and I'll share it at the talent show.
Great. What is it?
I can watch and clap for everyone else.
Tom and Jack are playing cards. Jack doesn't feel well. He might be getting a cold. He doesn't have a fever, but his body hurts a little. He also has a sore throat, but he doesn't want any medicine.
I win! You always win at card games.
I don't always win, but I do win a lot.
You're not getting sick, are you?
That's the third time you've sneezed.
I don't think I'm getting sick, but my body does hurt a little.
Uh-oh. Maybe you have the flu.
I can't. I had a flu shot.
Do you have a fever?
No. I took my temperature this morning.
What about a sore throat?
My throat is a little sore, but that's probably because I talked a lot to customers this morning.
You might be getting a cold.
I hope not, but wash your hands well after we finish our card games.
Don't worry, I will. I don't want to get sick.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no. Not you, too.
What do you mean?
You're sick.
No, I'm not. I have allergies.
Your eyes do look red.
And they really hurt.
Are you taking any medicine?
No. But I'm going to buy some right now. I feel terrible.
Jack is getting a cold. He needs medicine too.
Jack is coughing, and Emma thinks he looks pale. Emma doesn't feel well either. She says, "Excuse me," before she blows her nose. But she is not sick. She has allergies. Still, Tom doesn't want to catch Jack's cold, so he gets out of there.
Should I get some cold medicine for you?
No, thanks. I have some cold medicine at home if I need it.
I hope you won't.
Me too.
Now you're coughing too, Jack.
I'm okay, Tom. My throat is just dry.
Excuse me.
And you have a runny nose. You do have bad allergies.
I know, but I don't know what I'm allergic to.
You could go to a doctor and find out.
I know. But allergy tests are expensive. And I know I'm allergic to something in the air.
Some kind of pollen?
I think so. And I can't avoid something in the air.
True.
Well, I'm going to get some medicine. Bye. I hope you feel better, Jack. You look kind of pale.
Emma's right, Jack. You do look pale.
I think I'm getting a fever, too. I'm starting to feel hot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm getting a headache as well.
I knew it. You are getting sick. And I'm getting out of here. I don't want to catch what you've got. Bye.
Remember to wash your hands well. I should go home. I don't want to make anyone sick.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back. You know, I really like this part of the Saturday show. It's the part where we go to the movie theater and review some of our features from this week. Let's do that right now.
All you've made, please come and bless my day. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. Just look around wherever you are. There's so much to see.
So much to see.
When you sit down at noontime to have something to eat, be thankful for the food and friends and all the special treats. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. The flowers, birds, and skies so blue, and everything we see.
Hello, friends. I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. Inspector, are you all right?
I think so. I just have a little cough.
Are you getting sick?
I hope not.
You should take care of yourself, Inspector. Many people are getting sick.
That's true. Hey, that reminds me of something I wanted to look at today. Let's take a look right now.
Are you taking any medicine? Are you taking any medicine? Are you taking any medicine?
Some of our friends are not feeling well. Jack has a sore throat and his body hurts a little.
Emma is also not feeling well. She feels terrible. She has allergies and she wants to take some medicine.
Right. She wants to take some medicine. Did you notice? In English, when we talk about medicine, we use the verb take. People take medicine. People don't eat medicine.
That's right. We can also say take a pill. A pill is a kind of medicine.
Now be careful about something, friends. Medicine is a non-countable noun, but pill is a countable noun.
Yes, medicine is non-countable, 不可数的, but pill is countable, 可数的. So, we say someone is taking some medicine, but he is taking a few, or taking some pills.
That's right.
Inspector, maybe you should go see a doctor. You sound terrible.
I don't need to see a doctor.
Well, why not?
Because you're my doctor. I could see you right now.
Oh, right. Well, I can give you a checkup after we say goodbye.
Okay. Remember, everyone, if you have a question,
we have an answer. This is Dr. English.
And I'm Inspector E.
Goodbye.
You know, Tom, I really enjoy working here at the mall.
Yeah, Jack, I do too. Why do you enjoy working at the mall so much?
Well, because, you know, you never know what to expect. There are always plenty of
surprises! Well, right now it's time for the Saturday Surprise!
Surprise, surprise! It's Saturday Surprise! And today we're happy to have Esther and Solomon with us.
Surprise, surprise! It's springtime surprise!
Springtime surprise? What is that?
You know, springtime is the wonderful time of the year. Think about it.
Think about it. Okay, I'll think about springtime. Springtime feels warm.
Yes, the sun shines in the spring.
And sometimes it feels wet.
That's true. The rain falls in the springtime too.
And spring brings beautiful flowers. Oh, I love springtime.
Me too. Springtime is wonderful.
Oh, and springtime makes me want to sing. Ah, la, 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 la.
It makes me sing too. And here is a special song about spring.
Yes. La, 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 la.
Emma!
What?
Solomon and I are going to sing the song.
Oh, so you two are going to sing a special song about spring.
Yes, it's called The Wonderful Things of Spring.
Okay, let's listen to this beautiful song.
When I think of spring, I just want to sing of the wonderful things that the season brings, like the big bright sun and the fresh spring rain that falls so softly on the plain. Spring, spring, spring is here. Flowers are blooming everywhere. Spring, spring, spring is here. What a beautiful time of the
spring. I just want to sing of the wonderful things that the season brings,
like the green, green grass and the warm, fresh breeze that blows so gently through the trees.
Spring, spring, spring is here. Flowers are blooming everywhere. Spring, spring, spring is here. What a beautiful time of the
Jack, this music is for you. I really do hope that you are feeling better soon.
Oh, well, this music isn't making me feel any better. Please stop.
Okay. Well, friends, we do like that you've joined us today for Let's Talk in English right here at The Mall, and we hope that you have a nice rest of your weekend. Goodbye.
Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.